Well, beautiful and abundant and rich rising to everyone. Today's May 15th, 2022. It's been a minute. I'm so glad that you guys have still stayed connected with me, and I appreciate that. Give me some feedback and let me know how your journey is going with healing and when life is happening, what you're doing. This is your girl, Coach E, Eunice Jones, life coach, author, speaker, mother, grandmother. I'm so glad that you decided to join me. I didn't forget about you. I know the last podcast that we did, I was talking about healing the village. That was to be a series. So we're just going to continue healing the village part two. I just want to encourage you, if you have not followed me on all my social media sites, Facebook, Eunice Jones, Coach Eunice Jones, Author Eunice on Instagram, Eunice Jones 11 on TikTok, Uni Jones Snapchat. I am a published author. You can find my books on Amazon. It's called Love Letters, My Personal Journey Towards Healing. And you can purchase it there. You can go directly through me with my Cash App. It's hashtag Propel Purpose. And you can book me because I am accepting clients if you are in need of life coaching, mentoring, and destiny healing coaching. So let's jump right into it. We were talking about healing the childhood trauma and the inner child, little boy, little girl within you. I can't really surface over that. That takes a lot of time. And I don't want to chart into it without knowing that you have some type of parameter set up. Are you seeking a counselor? Are you seeing a therapist? Do you have a life coach? If not, then those are things I definitely would recommend. Healing is such an intense journey. And I think sometimes we downplay it as this pretty pillow princess type of situation, that it's all flowers and the sun and the rainbow is always out, when in fact healing can be a very intense, extraordinary journey. And every day is not sunshine. It can be thunderstorms. It can be the climates will change, your body temperature will change, your mind will change. You'll go through extreme thoughts and situations, and it'll be rough. But the other side of that is absolutely bliss. The other side of that is loving and learning who you are. The other side of that is finding that you've been destined and divinely orchestrated for greatness. I think sometimes we magnify the greatness and we magnify that other side of it, but we don't magnify and count up the cost of what it takes to go through healing. What you'll lose, the things you'll disconnect from, the vulnerability, the transparency, will just becoming who you are. Today, this part of healing, I want to talk about love. Now, love is going to be a little bit different. People always ask me why I stay clear of talks on relationship and love. It's because I'm still discovering and absorbing what love is. So everything that I thought about love changed when I found out how to love me first. Now, traditionally, the Bible, and I have a biblical background, Christian upbringing, Baptist Christian, however, non-denomination is how I grew up, 20 plus years in the ministry, and that was my foundation, which I'm very grateful for. You'll never hear me discredit my foundation, because that's how I got to this point. So you can't dishonor the spiritual walk that you are in and become enlightened and awakened to the journey that you currently reside in. So again, everything that I thought about God and love changed when I found out how to love me first. People don't realize it's a disservice to love God and not love yourself. Now, the Bible says, love your neighbor as yourself. There's a lot of things in the Bible that talks about love, but it doesn't talk about the origin of it. Yes, it talks about God as love, but if God is in you and you are in him, then there should be some similarities. Well, you got to kind of know who this creator, who source, who Yah, who God is, universe, whatever you label your spiritual walk and how you label the divine creator, God. It's a disservice to say that you love God and not love yourself. See, traditionally, we're taught to deny ourselves and be the martyr for righteousness and be the martyr for other people. And the more and more I begin to learn and heal and unlearn behavior and heal childhood traumas, the more I thought this was taught backwards. Because we're told to deny ourselves and love God. Well, how are you going to love God? And you've denied your self-love. Self-love. It doesn't work that way. And unfortunately, we don't know that until we experience that. That's been my experience because I really didn't know what love was until I learned how to love me. It took me a lot of years. There was self-rejection. There was emotional neglect from childhood, abuse, domestic violence, having sex out of wedlock, having sex at a young age and not being educated on the value and the worth of myself and my body and the treasure of my garden. I mean, there's so many different things. And when I learned how to love and accept me, and I discovered that in truth, I mirrored the Creator in all of that, in that capacity, then it finally aligned for me. I love God because I was told to love God because the Bible said love God. The Bible said honor thy father and thy mother. The Bible talks about all types of commands and orders and things that we are supposed to do, these instructions and all these things. And it's great. Again, I'll never discredit everything, but it was limited. It was one-sided. How can you love when you don't even know what love is? When your childhood is full of trauma, when your preteen and teenage years was full of violation and mistreatment, and then you grow up and you have a baby and you're still dealing with your own childhood traumas and abuse. So you repeat the cycles and the behaviors. So in a way, it's like, how do you really know? No one teaches you how to love yourself first. Again, traditionally, our families have been set up to be Christians and love God and read the word and live this devout, perfect, striving for perfection life. But in truth, you got to learn to love yourself. What does that look like for you? How does that feel? What does that mean to love yourself, to care for yourself in totality? But in truth, most people don't know that. They think, I'll do my hair and I'll do my makeup and I'll go buy these expensive things and the latest shoe and I'll go out and I'll do all these things and I'll get an education and I'll get the greatest job and I'll make all this money. And all those things are great. But the true heart of it is those are substitutes for what really love means and is and how to flow in that frequency and capacity. And so healing means that you have to discover what love looks like for you. And love is something that you can't put a price tag on. You can't dress up. You can't do all those things. And so I had to learn what love looked like for me because I didn't love myself. I didn't even feel worthy of love. I had low self-esteem, a lack of confidence. I was very timid and very shy. And looking at me full circle, most people laugh when I tell them that. Coach E, timid, yeah, insecure. I was angry a lot. I felt mistreated. I was mistreated. I felt like life just shitted on me, to be perfectly honest. I lost my father to murder early. My mother was addicted to heroin after my father died to cope. I was abused and sent from place to place. And life has awarded me some pleasantries that I would not take away. I learned the morals of working hard and good work ethics from my uncle and my aunt, who were both in the military. I learned the foundation and structure and the power of being spiritually aligned and the power of prayer and affirmations through my grandmother, who I literally modeled my life after. And my mom taught me how to be strong in the midst of life happening and every disadvantage that could absolutely come your way. She's my rock. I saw how to persevere through pain through her. So I can't discredit that, but no one taught me how to love Eunice. No one taught me how to see my flaws as beauty. No one taught me how to embrace my imperfections and be beautifully flawed. I didn't learn that until I made tons of mistakes living through life's journey. And so I come full circle in my 40s and I tell and teach people I'm not going to denounce your background, your religion, or what you've come from, but I will tell you to take the time out to unlearn some traditional behaviors in religion that says that you have to be this martyr and you're not worthy, that self-love is self-righteousness. No, self-love is making yourself mirroring the Creator. Because if God is love, how can you deny yourself? If God is love, how can you love your neighbor as yourself when you don't even know how to love yourself? So I think sometimes we have to dissect the Bible, if that is your preference. Again, I can't denounce the Bible. There are some truths there. I think a lot has been taken out and reformulated for whatever reason. It's not my business. But I take time to spend time meditating and knowing spirit and knowing who God is and recognizing the voice. So you do yourself a disservice and you do God a disservice if you don't go on the journey of discovering how to love you. What does that look like? Learning to love you means that you have to identify that you were traumatized as a child and it wasn't okay. Maybe you were violated through molestation or neglect, or someone beat on you or deprived you nourishment or abandoned you and try to destroy your life. What does self-love look like? That means that you have to acknowledge that things happened to you in your childhood that had absolutely, it wasn't your fault. It had absolutely nothing to do with you. It was about your parents that were still trying to figure out and probably have the same foundation that you we're talking about right now, that was taught to deny themselves instead of loving themselves. You deny yourself, then you'll never understand what love is. And if God is love, then you have to figure out what that looks like for you. You know, the first and foremost part of that, I would encourage, and I speak this all the time, seek therapy, a counselor, psychologist, or however, psychiatrist, get some therapy. And I know it's rough when you first get in your first sessions of therapy or coaching because everything is out on the table. It exposes you. It makes you feel very vulnerable and not protected. But the other side of that is that you're able to express yourself. You're able to feel. You cannot heal what you won't feel. And I talk about that all the time. Get therapy. Get you a life coach. Sit down and ask yourself some questions. What does loving me look like? Not what someone else can do for you, not how you can surgically restructure your body, your hair, you know, your outer appearance, but how can I surgically restructure the inside, my heart, my mind, my thoughts concerning me, my feelings towards me, my aspirations? Where am I divinely orchestrated? What am I destined to be? That's my first step, my first suggestion in to take the first step, because loving you means accepting the darkest parts of you. There's no good or bad when you're talking about healing and what love, self-love looks like. A lot of people think that it's pampering themselves. That's self-care. Self-love is self-acceptance, the good and the ugly, because nothing about you is bad. If you're made in the likeness and image of God, He created everything and God said that it was good. So take some time to dissect your upbringing, your spiritual walk, where you are, the things you love, the things that you don't love about yourself. And whatever you do, don't spend money trying to reconstruct it. Spend time writing, journaling, feeling, taking care of your body on the inside, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. That's how we're going to heal our village. You heal your village by healing yourself. If you were made in the likeness and image of God, God is a healer. What does that make you? A healer. You can heal yourself through God. And you can heal yourself through discovery, but more importantly, you heal yourself through love. The greatest flex I have in my life is that I healed. That means that everything connected to me healed. I did a reflection and I'm looking back on my children. I may not have been the best parent, but I was present And I gave them, even traumatic and full of trauma and full of pain, I gave them the best that I had. That was all I knew. And now I've evolved and come to this place where I had to shed what I thought love was because I didn't know. And so I say all that to say again, you really want to know what love is. You really, really want to know what that is. You want to know who God is. Learn to love yourself first, because God is the creator and he's going to show up and you'll understand that. It's a little heavy right now, but I guarantee you along the journey, you're going to look back to this podcast and you'll think about it. So learn to love yourself. Ask yourself what that looks like, what that feels like, what measures you have to go through to get to it. And reach out to me. I'm always available. This is your first time listening to this podcast. I thank you for your time. If you're a return, thank you for staying so faithful. I love you. You can reach out to me. If you have any questions, give me some feedback. And as always, focus on being effective in what area you need to be and then repeat it. This is your girl, Coach E.